This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
All right. Matt Nathanson's coming up at about 8 o'clock. He's going to hang out. He released an album on Friday, and so he spent the whole weekend being like, before you leave, please come in. So he's going to hang out. And it's funny because one of the most recent things he said on Instagram is there's a picture of him and Joe Elliott from Def Leppard. He's like, oh my God, my hero. And they just got nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So we'll talk to him about his feelings on Def Leppard.
Okay.
I assume he's got deep feelings. Oh, we should get some karaoke stuff ready to go. You know? Some Def Leppard stuff.
Oh.
Just in case. He's not gonna perform, but you know how sometimes you get all excited about stuff and just start singing.
Sure.
Come on, gray pants and red shirt.
Come on, scarf.
That wasn't part of the lottery at all, but okay.
Yeah. But if he does show up wearing that, I'll be very impressed. It'll almost be like you talked to him already this morning. So there was chaos after this pay-per-view fight. Mm-hmm. Conor McGregor and this dude, Khabib Nurmagomedov. You like that?
Let's hear the real pronunciation.
Nurmagomedov.
I think Khabib, they just go by that first name usually.
Nurmagomedov.
Khabib.
Say it again. Nurmagomedov.
You ever see the video of him wrestling the bear when he was 7?
No.
Pull it up.
Is that just a term you're using?
Is he just hugging a bear, or is it just, I don't understand, wrestling a bear, like a baby bear?
It's a real bear.
I am. It's everywhere.
It is a miniature bear.
Is it a heroin bear or
it's
something?
It's a heroin bear. The bear has been sedated.
I don't get it.
It has been sedated.
I beat the hell out of that bear.
God.
Life is hard in Russia.
Seems mean.
You got it?
Let's see. I want to see them. Oh, boy. He has a baby bear who's been drugged, and he's gonna flip him over. Oh boy,
that is horrible.
So clearly that bear is a friend of his, though. I mean,
they seem to be playing. I hope this doesn't turn.
The bear is biting him.
Well,
the bear is. Oh boy,
I don't like it.
Seems very dangerous.
I don't like it.
Oh, the bear is also on a rope. And there's a lot of trash around. Boy, it looks like it sucks in Russia, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Stupid.
Don't say that about the motherland. Oh, God, that bear's going to eat him. He's laughing. The bear's obviously... It's a baby bear. It's tiny. It's like a big dog. I mean, it looks strong.
This is...
You've got to be kidding me. 7-year-old. Okay,
so this guy goes on to become the world champ.
I've had a hard life.
In the UFC. Good for him.
So, leading up to this fight, Conor McGregor... long before this fight, do you remember when he threw a dolly at the side of a bus and it smashed through the window?
Was that this guy?
It was this guy's posse.
Mm-hmm. So, which is why this guy's posse was so mad. He pieced us off. So, I feel like at least a year ago.
So, this was an argument at that time between McGregor and Khabib.
Nurmagomedov.
I wasn't going to.
Nurmagomedov. So, Nurmagomedov. Khabib Nurmagomedov.
You just had it.
It doesn't really matter.
Do it again, Bryn.
Nurmagomedov. So this...
Oh, that was in April, Sarah.
That was only just in April?
Yeah. I thought it was sooner.
Boy, it feels like forever ago. So anyway, I didn't even realize it. And I think that he... Several people on that bus did get injured by this dolly coming through and the glass flying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And one dude...
fists were being thrown. As soon as these guys got off, people were throwing fists.
I'm talking about the bus thing.
Yeah, I'm talking about the bus thing,
so
too.
So he came off. Oh, yeah, there was like a huge
Yeah, there was a brawl big after
fight.
The thing. Yeah.
So, and one guy was supposed to, he was about to fight, and then he couldn't fight because the thing had kind of injured him. And
his eye, yeah.
So there's already some bad blood between the two crews. And it looks like after this guy did defeat Conor McGregor in a really well-attended pay-per-view, I mean, they say almost 3 million people paid for this. Mm-hmm. And you saw this at a friend's house.
Very highly anticipated, yes. Mm.
Well, because, I mean, the guy was cranked it to 11, just saying horrible things about this guy and super Islamophobic. Mm-hmm. And they're not friends. And if they were friends, they're definitely not friends now. After the fight ends, and Conor taps out, like the guy's got him in what they called a naked, rear
naked
choke.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it naked? Why does it have to be
it's
naked?
It's just called that. You want me to show you how it works?
Yeah.
All right.
This is going to be good.
You, right?
Oh, no,
right.
Do it on Vinny so
no.
I can see what
I'm
happens.
I'm going to take a picture. I need
Do
to
not
post.
Hurt
Hold
me.
On. I got to get a video.
Don't hurt me.
Well, it's going to be good.
You come behind right
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
You're
going
to grab the neck.
The chair. And then from there, look.
You're actually hurting me. Oh, my God. You're hurting me. Your face is turning red.
You're actually hurting me. You actually just totally... You hurt me!
Oh my God!
This is the whole thing.
I don't know about tapping.
Oh, I love it! I got your eyes closed and everything. Can you see that?
Oh my God! I'm telling you, he literally crushed my windpipe.
I would never.
Her face was all red. Her eyes were popping.
Yeah,
that's because her head's hot.
You tried to kill me.
That's because her head is hot. But yeah, it cuts off.
God,
finally taking off your jacket. All right.
Oh, that's perfect.
Holy crap.
I haven't posted in a while. I needed something. Thank
oh,
you so
great.
Much.
Post me getting choked out. Oh my, you actually hurt my windpipe.
Oh my God. Sarah did it super soft.
Get
you
her.
Don't know your own strength. You're like that baby bear.
And you're supposed to tap.
I don't know about like what. This.
Yeah, you didn't
well,
tap
you
out.
You should have told me that.
You
should have told me that. Oh my God, I can't believe you just tried to kill me.
I didn't try to kill you.
I'm going to have my posse attack you now.
All right. I'm excited
Get the
for
dolly.
That.
Yeah, somebody get the dolly.
Get Don on the phone.
Get Don on the phone.
Oh, I'm
I'll
moving in
him,
close because your face is just you're bright red.
Yeah.
Oh, it's awesome.
That was horrifying.
So the thing about this choke is it normally is very effective on the windpipe, right? So you want to get underneath the chin. Right. But in this during this fight, he didn't get McGregor. So the smart move, the defense, is to put your chin down to your chest
right.
like this. So then when they choke you, they don't
they can't get at
they
your
can't
right.
get you.
Okay.
So that's what McGregor did. But he choked him so hard in his face that he still tapped, which was surprising to me because even the announcers on the UFC during the fight were like, dude, he doesn't have his neck. He has his chin.
Maybe he was pushing his face down so far that his chin was crushing into his
larynx. Yeah, Khabib was doing his best to hurt him.
Yeah.
Like,
well, they're not, like I said, super not friends. So the fight ends, and, you know, yay, the fight's over. We have a winner. We have a loser. By the way, they both get paid kajillions of dollars.
I think McGregor got like 100, and Khabib got 20 or 30.
He didn't get more for winning. It didn't matter.
No, it didn't matter.
So, well, and they say Conor has already been paid. But this dude, this other guy, this Nurmagomedov.
You got it.
Play it.
Go on.
Khabib Nurmagomedov.
Are you saying Bryn 20, 30,000?
No, million.
Oh, million.
Million.
I was like,
yeah.
What?
100 million.
No,
oh, 30 million or
seriously,
so.
Seriously, a kajillion.
But they haven't, apparently, and this may have changed since the story was printed, they are holding that guy's purse because they're like, this guy's definitely getting fined. At the very freaking least. I mean, come on. So the fight ends. And Conor's like in the corner. Beat up, like he's bummed. He just lost. He just got thrashed. This Nurmagomedov guy is threatening the people in McGregor's corner, and then
he starts off yelling at Conor first.
Right.
Though he's like,
"I got you after all you
the
said."
Ref
you
pulls
bastard.
Him off, like has to physically pull him off. He's like screaming at him as he's coming out.
Then he goes, jumps out over the top of the octagon or whatever the hell it's called. Gets down into the crowd and he's going after like this guy's coach. Or I mean, it's a full on brawl. Like two cops wind up holding him, and the crowd is still swirling and looks like they're all still punching. And then while all that's going on, this Nurmagomedov guy's posse climbs the fence and starts pounding on Conor.
Climbs the fence.
Whatever. I mean, they had to jump over.
Yeah.
Like they get him up. They've got him pressed up against the fence. They're kicking him in the head. I mean, it was like, you're gonna kill that guy. There's so much
anger.
And
they're not wearing any gloves
no,
or anything.
No, nothing. So I mean, they're punching
you know what?
Him out.
Whether you hate or like this stuff, I mean, I can understand both sides of it. But McGregor, for his part, goes, I'll see you for the rematch. Like, he's not pressing charges.
No.
He's just all, what did he write? Good knock, as in he lost.
Right.
And, you know, that was a good fight. And I'll see you for the rematch. That's all he's got to say.
Yeah. Dude, this guy, just like, listen, buddy, just enjoy your victory. You just beat the guy.
Like, it's deeper than that, though.
Clearly. It is deeper.
Do you want to hear Harvey Levin's from TMZ's reaction to
sure, absolutely.
His thoughts?
Why the hell not?
I completely agree.
Let's hear Harvey.
Blank Muslim rat.
Oh. The hell's going on with that?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sorry about that.
That's all right. That's been skipping a lot lately, the audio. So the pre-fight hype was out of control. I mean, not to mention the bus thing from earlier this year, not 5 years ago, as I originally thought. Khabib later said his attack was motivated by Conor and his people making inflammatory remarks about his religion and his country, Mother Russia. He also said that Vladimir Putin called him after the fight and said he was proud of him. Proud of you. Good show. Dana White, the UFC boss, says that Khabib's purse is being withheld, but Conor got his money. This is what you said, Vinny. He said Conor has declined to press charges against the guys who jumped into the octagon and attacked him. Dana also told TMZ, this is the UFC boss, Dana White, that the Nevada Athletic Commission could hand out suspensions and fines to Khabib and his people, and that they might even have trouble getting visas to stay in the U.S. Like, they could get thrown out for this.
No, so, let me tell you something. This is the biggest win for the UFC because...
Oh, it's huge. Everyone's talking about it.
No, the reason is because you always want, in this type of thing, to have a bad guy and a good guy. This is what the WWF was trying to do back in the day, where they always had the bad guy being Russian or Persian or whatever. And now the UFC naturally, authentically
Why
has that.
Why does it have to be so Russian?
I don't know. It's always the Russians or the Persians.
Right.
Always.
The bad guys. We seem shitty.
And they didn't give him his belt either. He was supposed to get a title belt, and they're holding it.
They're holding it all back because they want to fine him, or they just, you know, want the hubbub to continue.
Well, so the next one's going to be huge. but what I've heard, and I've definitely seen this, I used to watch the UFC when they did that. There was a show called, I think, Ultimate Fighter.
Uh-huh.
So I watched that some, but I don't pay for these things.
Right.
I'm just not into it.
We pay for it most of the time. Dong and I always watch it together. But Dong's in Houston.
You would be probably someone good to comment on this then. What happens is these cats, they have very short-lived like reigns because they fight so much. So, you know, years don't pass as you're just not fighting and you're the champ.
Right.
You have to fight like twice a year.
You have to defend it.
Right. And so this might be this dude's last. If he can't win the next one, then McGregor's, you know, earning goes way down.
Mm.
Even though he's a big mouth and people like seeing him lose, he won't be the $100 million guy if he can't.
I heard there's even a Mayweather rematch with him. Like, remember he was going to do the
boxing? I don't know about that. I doubt it.
I saw a story about it last week. I have no idea.
But remember when Rousey was the hottest thing going, and then she took a loss?
And that's that.
And it was poof. And a lot of the guys I used to watch, Matt Hughes, I think was his name, was like the dude. And then poof.
Yeah.
And what about Liddell?
Chuck Liddell. So there's a theory
that
I have
for a while, though,
for UFC fighters. It's Chuck Liddell, Ronda Rousey, McGregor. The Hollywood theme there. Once they got really, really big and they get all the money, they get out there, they get movie deals.
Mm-hmm.
Their life is totally different. They don't have the same hunger that Khabib has. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
So
that's you know what? I think it's about that. It's about being hungry. You're hungry, hungry, hungry. You get to the top, and then your life has become cush.
Right.
Plus.
Really different. It's hard to keep the training up, and it's hard to, you know, that hunger is not happy. You just think, you know, and you buy your own hype. So it's a surprise to you when you get into the ring and someone is hungry and eats you.
Hungry.
And to share my thoughts on this whole thing, I think Khabib was wrong to jump out of the octagon, but for comparison's sake, McGregor didn't get fined, but he might have got fined, but he didn't get his title taken away. He didn't get like a huge repercussion from throwing the dolly into the UFC.
He really didn't
get
it
compared to what Khabib is going through right now.
Right.
But that was televised and all that. So.
Yeah.
Sarah, as I post this picture of you getting a rear naked choke, I just wanted to ask, did you like it? Would you like another? Anything you want me to add about
Like
your
round two.
What thoughts did you have on your rear naked choke?
My thought is, I think Bryn might actually secretly want to kill me. Like, he went in hard, he grabbed hard, and my larynx is still, I can feel that pressure.
I think Vaughn has.
I'm sorry. Whatever I did to you.
Hey, you can take it. I'm pretty sure.
I'm not sure what I did to you, but
delicate.
I'm much more delicate than you think I am. I guess.
I'll try to add some. I'll try to paraphrase that in my post. Bryn may actually
have tried to kill me. See, you might secretly want to kill me.
We put a Instagram story on the Alsen 73.
Oh, you did?
Well, not really, because I missed it. I'm preparing everyone for your post, Vinny. Watch
it. Mm. Hey, you guys.
Well, do you want me to give it to you for Alice?
No. You post it. You post that one. Because you haven't posted in a while. People are wondering what's going on with you.
Well, I can just post a baby pic. Like
can you pull a Kanye?
Yeah.
Kanye West deleted all his social media because he, quote, realized his rants were becoming unhealthy.
He realized that?
Let me see if that was a quote. It's a quote, but I don't know if it's from him. Or a source. Kanye got to the point where he realized his rants were becoming unhealthy, and that is why he deleted his account, says a source to People. He cleared his Twitter and Instagram accounts on Friday.
Wow.
The source says, when he gets into these Twitter rants, it's very difficult for him to stop. It's like an obsession. It actually affects his life. He knows it's not healthy, so he wants to take things down a notch. Kim Kardashian also said, listen, you gotta stop. She's concerned about their children. Kim agreed it was time for him to take a social media break. She just wants him to focus on his family for a bit now. He can also focus better on his music and being creative when he avoids social media. This is not the first time he's opted out. He's definitely quit in the past.
Yeah.
He did not shut the account down. I think he just cleared it. Is that
possible?
I mean, I think so. I think you can delete all your... I don't know.
Wasn't he going to lunch with the president?
Yeah, he was saying that he's going to visit Trump at the White House. Last weekend on Saturday Night Live, we had heard that after the show, because at the very end of the show, where normally the cast just says goodbye and the camera zooms out, you know, bye everyone, show's over. He started doing a song, and then I guess they all said that they were held captive, basically. He had a mic, and the whole audience is still sitting, and he went on like a really long rant. They were showing some footage of it on this week's Saturday Night Live as everyone's in the background just like, you know, head down, looking side to side. And Pete Davidson, the one who's engaged to Ariana Grande, he went on the Weekend Update and talked about it. They had the hat. It's just funny, Kanye 2006 again. I laughed out loud when I saw that and went, "No, that was a good one.
Yeah.
That was a really good one."
As I jumped around on the different news sites, I was thinking, because things aren't good for him at the moment, for sure.
Right.
She's gonna leave him.
No way.
That's just it. She's gonna leave him.
I don't know.
She's so
dumb.
At one time. He was...
I don't know about that. I know she plays dumb. She sounds dumb.
But what's better for her? She's the one who leaves him.
Yeah, that's better.
Well, because he's hurting her brand.
She is going to leave him. Watch.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
It's coming.
When? Give us like a month.
Well, I don't know how much of this she can
take. They
have
three kids together. Clearly there's some love there.
Yeah, but
so.
You know there's a curse with a Kardashian
that's
man.
That's right. I just think that at the end of it all, he's going to be sitting there like, what happened to me? I was the guy.
Mm-hmm.
And now I can't even keep a Kardashian.
Oh, they're tough to keep, you know.
Are they?
Yeah, they are. They change.
I don't know. Tristan seems to be getting away with anything he wants, doesn't he?
Yeah, but he'll go sooner or later. Because he's
eventually
not going to keep it in
up.
His pants. Hey, you guys, just one more really quick note.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We heard that Fantasy Island is being rebooted.
Yeah.
And guess who's playing Mr. Rourke?
Oh. Is it a Latino? It's got to be a Latino. Who is it?
It is. Any guesses?
Is it someone old?
Nope.
Enrique Iglesias.
No, oh, it's Michael Pena.
Yeah.
Oh, he's great.
Smiles, everyone. Great. Smiles.
So are they going to have a tattoo?
Yeah, didn't we hear who was going to play tattoo?
It wasn't Peter Dinklage, right?
Oh. I don't know. Oh. I don't think it was. I'm not positive. I thought we had heard a story about it. But anyway, it looks like Michael Pena is going to star as Mr. Rourke in Fantasy Island.
Love him.
All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Apparently Sarah's favorite story is a limo crash.
I said it can't be your favorite story. I was like, that's the one that popped into my mind. That's not my favorite. That's a horrible story.
Right. I'll do that next.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Right now, caller number 9-800-400-3697 gets a pair of passes to the annual Sarah and Vinny Halloween Secret Show. October 31st at the Punchline in San Francisco. You have to be over 21 to win. We're going to do a nice lunch there.
Right.
You have to win these tickets. And you have to be able to get into downtown at 11 a.m. on a Wednesday. Mm-hmm. It is a Wednesday,
actually,
right?
Actually, Halloween. Yeah.
Yeah, on a Halloween itself.
And bring cash for the bar.
And bring a costume because there's some good prizes for the costume contest. So call now, 800-400-3697. We have a pair of tickets for caller number 9.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the San Francisco SPCA, celebrating 150 years of bringing pets and the people who love them together with the Cuddle Me Festival, October 13th. Join for cuddles, adoptions, to enter your dog in our doggy drag show, and more. Visit sfspca.org/cuddle me for more info.
Oh, sweet.
It is sweet. You're right. Here's what's happening. So I'll begin with... There it is. Sorry. Pulled it down and put it away. And so on Sunday, there was a rocket launch.
Yes.
Did you see any of the footage?
I saw the rocket launch.
What do you mean?
My son texted me. He goes, hey, the Falcon 9 is taking off right now. Goes, get outside and look south. So we all went outside and looked, and it looked like a freaking crab nebula. It was incredible.
Yeah, the footage.
We stood there just staring at it. I have photos of it. I mean, it's crazy.
There's a picture of it.
Yeah, it was incredible, Vinny. And it was right there. You could see anybody in this area looking out the window could see it.
Show friend Frankie posted the actual video footage of it. Mm-hmm. That's the first place I saw it on Instagram. And I watched it 4 or 5 times before I made everyone else. I'm like, found my kid. This is a rocket going into space.
Dude, I'm so sorry that you, because you could have walked out of your house and looked up.
I didn't.
She could have seen it.
I didn't even.
It was crazy.
I know.
It was so out of the blue, too. I didn't know it was happening. And he texted me. He goes, oh, it's happening right now. You have to get out right now and go out and look. And we're like, where is it? Where is it? And all of a sudden, there it was. Crazy fun. So what was it for? Just to launch satellites or something?
Just a test, I guess. According to this, it launched and then launched off at Vandenberg Air Force Base, which is where my brother used to work. And he had that clearance. Mm-hmm. That's why I was always kind of calling him Jan because I like needling him too. But you know, he had some kind of clearance and it was...
Didn't need to be getting talked about on a radio
show. Yeah, I didn't certainly want to be the reason he was in trouble. But they were always doing those kind of launches, satellites mostly.
Where is that? Down by Santa Barbara?
Lompoc.
Oh, Lompoc or Oxnard area?
It's farther north of Oxnard, but Lompoc was where he lived. Mm-hmm. So it was somewhere in that area. Do you know that?
I do.
Okay.
So I lived in Ventura for a while.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Okay.
So Oxnard is right there, but I don't know where Lompoc is.
It's north of Oxnard.
Okay.
Let's see. What are they calling it here? Oh, giving it its own area. Let me see. Oh, it is 9.2 miles northwest of Lompoc.
Oh, okay. That's where Vandenberg is.
Yeah.
But crazy that we could see it. It was so, and you could even see the pieces coming off of it. Like they said that all those pieces came back to Earth, stuck the landing. It's not disposable the way it used to be, which is huge. It's a big money saver.
Yeah.
It's great.
Well, we don't pay for the Falcon 9, do we?
No, I think that's private.
Yeah. So, of course, you know, NASA was happy to let that debris fall into the ocean. That was our money.
Yeah. Goodbye.
Falcon 9's like, we can't waste money like that.
A SpaceX thing, right?
You know, the Falcon 9, of course it is.
Those are SpaceX.
I think things? So. That's an Elon Musk thing, okay. Isn't it?
Yeah, we had this debate on Sunday or whenever that happened.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's an Elon Musk thing.
It's great. Yep. The big effing rocket.
Yeah.
Big Falcon rocket. Mm-hmm. BFR. The BFR.
So there was a limousine crash in New York on Saturday. It made the news because it's so incredibly tragic. The company, apparently, that provided the limousine that crashed in upstate New York, killing all 18 people aboard, and two people were hit by this thing as it barreled, apparently, out of control, had failed. This car had failed motor vehicle inspections, and the driver did not have a proper license.
Oh, that's wonderful.
It's one of the victims expressed concerns about the limousine safety in a text to a friend sent shortly before the crash. One friend said she got a text from one of the victims telling her that the party bus they were supposed to be picked up in broke down on the way there. So there was a stretch limousine instead. That's this car. So this car that they died in was a replacement for the broken down party bus. The stretch limo was in shoddy condition, apparently, and one of the people on board told her friend, using profanity to describe it, and goes on to say the motor is making everyone deaf.
So the motor's really loud, even though they're in the back compartment.
When we get to the brewery, we will all be deaf. They never made it. All people on board died.
How, and it's so incredibly horrible as you see who died. It's like a whole family of young ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Like men,
they're
bunch
all
of
in their 30s.
Men and white, yeah. Men, you know, man and wife, husband and wife couples. It's just, it's freaking, somebody's 30th birthday. You know, you wait, oh, yay, we're going to have a fun time for your 30th.
So this thing failed all of its inspections, shouldn't have been on the road. I mean, whether
and
or not.
And it barreled off like the edge of like down a hill and smashed into
and
a tree?
Yeah, blew through a stop and hit some people and smashed into a tree. So just tragic.
And so there were 17 people in the spam?
18, from what I heard, 18 people were on the limo.
Did the guy, the driver lived?
No.
Yeah, all right.
No, everybody died and two other people were hit by the thing, and they died too.
So tragic.
A new survey found the average American experiences two boosts in confidence each day.
Oh.
And that we're at our most confident around 12:30 in the afternoon. How are you?
I feel the same as I always feel. I don't know about these boosts of confidence.
That choke didn't change anything for
you?
No,
that actually took my confidence level way down.
Oh,
I'm like, holy crap, my neck is so fragile.
Not that you could survive a choke, that you're still alive.
Yeah, I mean, you're
even stronger than you
were. And you were
before.
Brave enough to.
No, it was. I actually felt like, oh God, I had no idea that Brent actually secretly wanted to kill me.
Not secretly wants to, secretly could.
It's no secret that you could kill me. I get that. I was aware that you could kill me. It's the fact that you took advantage of your chance to put me in a chokehold and actually hurt me that
I can't. You two have such hostility towards each other sometimes. It's so weird. Here you are,
he's
sort of
calling me mother.
Working
that's
on
endearing. Come on.
Anyway, here are some little things that give us boosts in confidence.
All right.
They include just talking to a family member. Can make you feel better. Knowing you smell good.
Oh. Like if someone hugs you and goes, ooh, you smell good.
Yeah.
That's a nice feeling when someone says that. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, you smell nice. It's like, I do? How
exciting. I never smell bad, I don't think, but I never smell good because I don't do cologne.
Mm.
I wouldn't. So I smell like soap and deodorant.
Mm.
So, but I know that like Yuzette, for example, will come into a room and you go,
yeah.
Hey.
I think sometimes I'll get, like, someone hugs me and, like, they can smell the conditioner from my hair.
Oh.
So someone will say, oh, your hair smells nice. I'm like, oh, that's nice to hear.
Getting a compliment from your boss can boost your confidence.
Yeah, Michael. That can boost
that's
our confidence.
That's always a nice thing.
It's very nice.
Are we talking to an empty office?
I think it might be empty. I didn't see him in there.
Yeah, I didn't see him here.
Maybe he's on his way in.
I'm here.
Oh, good.
Oh, well, hi.
Just in time.
Is that...
Hooman's here, everyone.
Oh, great. Hi, Hooman.
I don't see Yuzette.
Oh, no, I don't. I think he must not have heard what we said earlier.
Is Yuzette gone?
Yeah, Yuzette had to run down to get Matt Nathanson.
Oh.
Matt Nathanson is going to be here any minute.
Yuzette is downstairs. I'm under the desk, so I need a minute if you need to.
No.
Take your time, Holmes.
Just make your back feel good.
We'll see you for the Matt Nathanson photo.
Right. Because there won't be one if you don't show up.
Talking to a good friend can boost your confidence. Shopping, exercising. Mm. Here's one. Hearing one of your favorite songs.
Oh, it can't make you feel so good.
Oh, like, oh, absolutely.
I love this one.
It's like a vitamin shot.
Mm-hmm.
Doing a good deed, wearing a new outfit, and getting a new haircut.
Oh, those are all nice things. That's for sure.
Can make you feel more confident.
Like wearing new clothes after you go shopping, like, well, I don't feel good. Here's my new outfit.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's nice.
There's a 31-year-old guy in Louisville, Kentucky named Alex Probus, and Saturday night he burned down his own house.
Oh.
When the cops got there, he told them, I'm just trying to get rid of the memories.
Oh.
Is it wrong?
Yeah.
Oh, it is?
You're not allowed to burn that stuff.
I know, but I mean, what if you just feel so bad about the things that had happened there in your youth or your life, or there was a breakup, or it just reminds you of the troubled times.
Yeah, but you're not allowed to burn houses down.
But it was your house.
Yeah, but, you know.
And so
they
sad.
Had to respond,
every time
out,
you see it, you're well, like, I'm so sad.
Move. You know, leave that place behind. I just don't think you're. I don't know. What's going to happen to him now? Is he in trouble?
Well, actually,
I mean, he wasn't looking for the insurance money, was he? If he's telling everyone he burned it down.
It turns out he was about to lose the house.
Oh, so he is in trouble with the bank.
Yeah. It looks like we don't know what memories he was trying to get rid of.
The
but
memories
it turns
of making
out
mortgage payments, I
the
guess?
The house, yeah, was about to be taken. So he decided to torch it instead. No one was hurt in the fire, and the firefighters got it under control before it could be.
Oh, so it wasn't a total
spread,
loss.
Right. He's been arrested on second-degree arson. Yeah. And you're right. You can't do that.
Dummy.
Of course not.
Yeah.
No, how about a fast fact?
I love fast facts, Vinny.
People first started saying God bless you after someone sneezed back in the 14th century.
Oh.
As a prayer to protect them from the plague.
Oh. Because, like, if you sneeze, they're like, oh, great. Oh, our guy's got the plague. The Black Death.
Can you name? Here's. How about a game?
Okay. It's time to play a game.
Can you name the two most visited homes in America?
Oh, man.
The two most visited.
I'm going to guess. Can I guess?
No. I think I'm playing the game.
All right, go ahead. I'll guess after you.
Homes. I'll say the White House is one of them.
And?
Is Hearst Castle count as a
game? No, nobody visits Hearst Castle.
All right, what else do you
think? I'm going to say the Full House.
Oh, as in you don't go in, you don't get a tour?
And I'm
going to
say the Brady Bunch house.
He has lost.
Is the White House one of them?
Yes.
And the other home that people would go and visit?
The two most visited homes in America are the White House and...
Can I get a state?
No, you cannot.
Why? Because if you give me the state, I'll...
You just got a hint out of me as it is.
Oh. I'll say...
Oh, I want to say the Psycho House.
He's wrong again.
He is?
Yeah, he
is.
What
home we would all be going to?
Is there a home in Disneyland or Disney World?
I don't think so. Is it like a historical, like, you know, George Washington's place in Mount Vernon or something? Or is that Jefferson's? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but a lot of people aren't visiting those places.
Monticello, Jefferson's house.
Graceland.
Oh, damn it. Of course, Graceland. Of course.
How did you not get that?
I don't know. I visited friggin' Graceland, for God's sake.
Your dad loves Elvis.
I know. Didn't even occur to me. If you told me the state, I might have gotten it.
Poor Gentry's yelling at his radio right now. How could you?
I know.
What?
Oh, I was half right. Darn it.
Couple more fast facts. Michael Jackson has earned approximately $2 billion since his death.
Mm. Well, he's not there to spend it anymore.
There's that.
Because he was spending away.
I heard one of his songs on like a credit card commercial.
Your butt is mine.
Not that one. But I was like, oh, that's... It's a great song.
Somebody just texted me Graceland.
Who?
I don't know, because I don't recognize the number, but they're giving me... And it seems like with the amount of seconds that we're in delay, they were trying to help me.
Yeah, it's Graceland.
It's too bad I didn't see it.
Dur,
too bad you didn't text me faster, whoever you are.
Speaking of texts, Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. 510 says, never mind. 510 says, family portraits are awesome, yeah, especially for moms. Usually mom gets to take the pictures, which means she's never in them.
No, you're going to a photo studio,
well,
right?
Well, that's, I think they're saying that.
Right.
You know,
oh,
so,
I see.
So mom finally gets to relax in a photo and be part of the family pictures.
Right.
Since she's, I think it's the opposite. I think dads are usually the ones saying, you guys get in the picture.
Well, the bummer is that, you know, the whole family isn't in there. Although we're all pretty good at selfies now. Like someone with whoever has the longest arm stretches the camera out and you can get everybody in. Or you ask some stranger, hey, could you take our photo and not run away with our phone?
That just occurred to me. One of the things we did over the weekend was our first out to dinner.
Oh, just the two of you?
No.
Oh, you took the baby.
We took the baby and we took Erin, her sister, out for her birthday.
Oh. So Erin has babies too,
two
right?
Two kids, right. And then our two. And
oh, how
the
fun.
Baby slept through the whole thing.
What a good baby.
And we were able to eat and leave. I mean, it was a stick and move. There was no luxuriating, but
right.
You know, we got.
Well, that's your kind of dinner.
Right.
So, A plus.
You got it. I couldn't watch Survivor until Friday night and was looking forward to hearing Sarah and Vinny discuss it on the podcast from Thursday morning. I saved the podcast so I wouldn't hear spoilers.
Oh, good.
But then Sarah says, no one wants to hear this. Vinny will talk about Survivor over the break. What?
We did talk about it.
I was so sad.
We did talk about it.
I don't know. Did we?
I think maybe we talked about it during the break.
Maybe we did.
All right, we'll start talking about it. I mean, I didn't realize people were saving podcasts. So we'll do it. Sorry. My apologies. I thought we did talk about it. Yeah, we talked about the guy, the writer who's on there. These guys looked him up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Talked about the awesome nerd dude.
Waitress is so good, says 925. I saw it on Broadway with Catherine McPhee.
Yeah, I have heard only good things. I'm super excited to go see it.
Is Catherine McPhee the touring actress as
She's
well?
She's not who's in it right now. Did Sarah Bareilles originally play it and then Catherine McPhee took over?
I don't know the answer to that question.
I saw the girl who's doing it here. She's lovely and I'm sure she's... Look, they don't hire hacks down there. It's like Broadway. It's good.
All right. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well... We're going to have Matt Nathanson in, so we may get to some trash. We'll talk about the nominees, the new crop for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, maybe. Or we'll just talk to Matt Nathanson the whole time.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.